You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff explores the theme of wisdom, how it begins with reverence for God, grows through correction, and transforms our decisions and relationships. Today, we'll begin by understanding the fear of the Lord as the foundation of all true wisdom. Our key verse for today is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver, where this week we will be exploring the life-changing theme of wisdom. Wisdom isn't just about making smart decisions or accumulating knowledge. It's about living in alignment with God's truth and allowing His guidance to shape our lives. Today, we'll start by looking at the foundation of all wisdom, the fear of the Lord. Our key verse today is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, and it declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This verse tells us that true wisdom starts with a proper reverence for God, a recognition of who He is and our need to submit to His authority. So let's unpack what this means and how it transforms our everyday life. The first thing we will touch on today is, what does it mean to fear the Lord? When we hear the word fear, it's easy to think of being afraid or terrified. But in this context, the fear of the Lord refers to awe. It refers to reverence and a deep respect for God. It's recognizing His holiness, His power, and His sovereignty, and responding with humility and obedience. To fear the Lord is to acknowledge that He is God and that we are not. It's placing Him at the center of our lives and understanding that His ways are higher than ours. This fear isn't a paralyzing terror. It's a reverent trust that draws us closer to Him. The fear of the Lord also involves a recognition of His justice and righteousness. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33 says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility." Revering God humbles us and prepares our hearts to receive His wisdom. Think about your own relationship with God. Is it marked by a sense of awe and reverence? And how does your view of Him shape the way that you live your life every single day? Now, moving on, I want to touch on why the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But why? Because wisdom isn't just about knowledge. It's about knowing God. When we fear the Lord, we recognize Him as the ultimate source of truth and guidance. This humble posture opens our hearts to His instruction and leads us to make decisions that align with His will. Without the fear of the Lord, we rely on our own understanding, which is limited and often flawed. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 remind us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to not lean on our own understanding. It says to, in all our ways, acknowledge Him and that He will make our paths straight. True wisdom begins when we surrender our self-reliance and trust God's direction for our lives. When we fear the Lord, we begin to understand the difference between earthly wisdom and godly wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 17 says, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, free of hypocrisy." This wisdom reflects God's character and leads to a life of peace and righteousness. Now, moving on, the second part of our key verse says, the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. This tells us that knowing God personally is essential for living wisely. It's not enough to have intellectual knowledge about God. We must have a relationship with Him. This relationship grows as we spend time in His Word, as we seek Him in prayer and align our hearts with His. The more we know God, His character, His promises, and His ways, the more equipped we are to navigate life with wisdom and discernment. This kind of knowledge isn't just head knowledge, it's experiential. It comes from walking with God daily, trusting Him in every situation, and allowing Him to teach us through His Spirit. John chapter 14, verse 26 reminds us, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of all that I said to you." Let's take a look at how the fear of the Lord transforms us. The fear of the Lord isn't just the starting point of wisdom. It's the foundation that shapes every area of our lives when we fear the Lord. So number one is our priorities change. We begin to value what God values and let go of worldly pursuits that don't honor Him. Number two is that our decisions align with God's will. We seek His guidance and make choices based on His truth rather than our emotions or our opinions. Number three, we experience peace and confidence. Trusting in God's wisdom frees us from anxiety and uncertainty, knowing He is in control. So reflect on your own life. In what areas do you need to let the fear of the Lord guide your priorities, your decisions, or your mindset? Let's take a look now at a biblical example. One of the most well-known examples of the fear of the Lord leading to wisdom is King Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 3, Solomon asked God for wisdom to govern his people, saying, "Give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil." God honored Solomon's request because it reflected a heart that feared Him and sought His will above all else. As a result, Solomon became known for his wisdom, and his reign brought great prosperity to Israel. However, when Solomon later drifted from the fear of the Lord, his decisions became foolish, leading to division and chaos in the kingdom. Solomon's story reminds us that the fear of the Lord is not just the beginning of wisdom, it's the foundation that we must continually build upon. So how can we cultivate a healthy fear of the Lord in our daily lives? Well, here are some practical steps to help us develop that proper fear of the Lord. Number one, of course, spend time in God's Word. The Bible reveals God's character, His holiness, and His will. Regular study helps us to grow in awe and reverence for Him. Number two, worship regularly. Worship shifts our focus from ourselves and turns it to God, reminding us of His greatness and our dependence on Him. Number three, pray for a humble heart. Ask God to help you see Him as He truly is and to keep your heart humble before Him. And number four, seek wisdom through obedience. As we obey God's command, we demonstrate our reverence for Him and grow in wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but it aligns our heart with God's truth and opens the door to a life of discernment and understanding. As we grow in our knowledge of Him, we're equipped to live wisely and reflect His character in all that we do. This week, let's commit to cultivating a reverent relationship with God, seeking His guidance and allowing His wisdom to shape our lives. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description, where you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials and links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps Awaken to Deliver grow, but also makes it easier for others to find and be encouraged by these messages. Awaken to Deliver is listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can do so through the link in the link tree, where you can give a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.